Please take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 119, 105. Psalm 119, 105. It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." How many of you have ever used a roadmap? For me, I prefer the GPS. For those of you that may not know what GPS stands for, it stands for Global Positioning System. I remember once when my dad was teaching a class in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, so my family and I decided we'd go along and do some different field trips. So one place we decided to go was to Nottingham, Pennsylvania, to the Hirsch Chip Factory. We weren't really sure how to get there, or how far away it was, so we typed the address into the GPS and we started on our way. We took the different roads the GPS told us to, and eventually we got there. If we compare this to spiritual things, God has given us a roadmap for eternal life. It tells us how to live and how to get to heaven. People are trying to get to heaven their own way, but it won't work. They need the map. Other religions offer other ways, but they're not following the right map. There are some people driving through life thinking they're going to get to heaven, but they'll never make it because they're not following this map. This roadmap is the Holy Bible. Let's take a look at how we got lost. Romans 5:12, it says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." This human being, this man they're talking about in this verse is Adam. He was the first human being ever created, and because we are his descendants, we too are sinners. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." This is referring to spiritual death. Because of our sin, we have earned death. This means if you were to die today in your sin, you would go to a place the Bible calls hell. Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Sin is any thought, word, or deed that falls short of God's standards of holiness and perfection. For example, if I was to take something from somebody in this congregation, that is called stealing. In Exodus 20:15, it says, "Thou shalt not steal." So if you steal, you're a sinner. For the past few minutes, I've been talking about sin and the effects of sin. But there is hope. You don't need to live in your sin any longer. It's as easy as ABC. First, you would need to admit. Are you willing to say, "God, I am a sinner, and I deserve to go to hell, and I deserve the punishment"? Second, you need to believe. Are you willing to believe in your heart? Acts 16:31 says, "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The word believe means to depend. What are you depending on? Works won't you get you to heaven. Getting baptized won't get you to heaven. And even going to church won't get you to heaven. You need to believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. All of us here believe that George Washington was the first president of the United States, even though none of us has seen him. But the only thing we've seen of him was in pictures. So second, you need to believe. Third, you need to call. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." To call upon the name of the Lord means to pray and say, "God, I admit I'm a sinner, and I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins." Third, you need to call. So first, you need to admit. Second, you need to believe. And third, you need to call. Tonight, you may be sitting there in your seat and haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. You have two choices. You can either reject it and say, "Oh, that's not for me," or you can accept it and say, "Thank you, God, for giving me this gift of salvation." There is only one way to get to heaven and to have a relationship with God. Thankfully, the Bible is that roadmap and tells us how to get there. Are you following the roadmap? So if there's anyone that has not accepted him, I ask you, take care of that tonight. So when you die, you can spend eternity in heaven. So follow God's GPS, God's plan of salvation.
Please, everybody turn to 262, 262, power in the blood, 262. Everybody stand, please.